Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I'm Joe Scott, sitting in for Bob Inyard, along with Leslie Hanks, the vice president of Colorado Right to Life, and also the co-sponsor of the Personhood Bill in Colorado. Thanks for being here, Leslie.
Oh, it's an honor, Joe. Good to see you.
Yeah. Yesterday, we had a fantastic day.
We sure did, and we want to have a better day today.
Yes.
We're doing a little fundraising for Bob Inyard Live and in gratitude for all he's done for the personhood movement, for being the voice of personhood, not only in Colorado, but all over the country.
Nationwide. Leslie, I am in a little bit of a competition with the guys.
Okay.
There are two guys that say they're going to take over the studio from us
That's
on Thursday.
Right.
And they think they can bring in more money for Bob than we can.
Oh, they're pretty competitive and they're pretty good. But we did great yesterday, $1,000, and we want to do better today. We want to double it today, right?
We want to double it, but we don't want those guys beating us because we'll never hear the end of it.
That's right.
And then I'll have to buy him breakfast. So, and we also have a guest today. Tell us about our guest.
We do. We have Eve Sanchez Silver, a medical researcher and former board member of the Susan G. Komen Foundation, and she's been our special guest at one of our Colorado Right to Life banquets, and she was part of a real fantastic and interesting meeting with the Komen folks that you actually were part of, and Joel Brind via the telephone, and we just got Komen folks in Colorado on record saying some crazy things, so
yeah.
Eve is going to be a great addition to our discussion today about the abortion breast cancer link.
Folks, if you want to call in while the show is on, call in to 1-800-8-NYART or 1-800-836-9278. And that way you'll be able to donate to keeping Bob on the air and keeping the truth on the air. Also, Leslie, that reason that we had that meeting is because we protested the Komen race every single year.
About a decade, we have been trying to get the truth to Colorado women that there is a link between abortion and breast cancer, and that the Susan G. Komen Foundation gives money to Planned Parenthood. So that's like the fox guarding the hen house, and it's just not right. And before we get to our special guest, Joe, should we make a quick mention of the very generous offer that we have for a autographed book by Greg Jackson, which is Conservative Comebacks to Liberal Lies, and he's going to autograph it and give a copy of that book and mail it himself to anybody that gives a donation over $20 today.
And the book is worth $20, plus you get it autographed, and it has all the answers to the liberal questions about abortion and a lot of other different conservative issues. All the comebacks are in there. So if you're thinking you don't know enough about a subject, this is the perfect book to get.
That's right. And what we want to do today as well is we're going to mention some states where Bob Inyard Live probably can be heard on a podcast or possibly even on the 50,000-watt KLTT 670 station that goes past Colorado's borders. We're going to say if you have a relative or a friend in one of these states and you know they're not listening to Bob Inyard Live currently, we want you to start encouraging your friends and relatives to become listeners and supporters, because Bob is getting the truth out in America in ways that nobody else is doing.
That's right. And your relatives need to hear the truth. Even if they're not on our side, this is what Bob is famous for. He ropes in people who hate him and converts them. He does it all the time. I mean, I don't know another pastor that has led more homosexuals to the Lord.
And
that's not by hugging them.
That's right.
It was by telling them the truth, the hard truth, being a mirror of who they are to them through Christ's eyes. And that's what breaks their heart and brings them to Christ. And this is what Bob does. So if you have relatives, they can get a hold of Bob on the internet at
kgov.com. That's right.
And they can listen to him live if you know, whatever time zone they're in, as long as they tune in during the time that we're on live at 3 o'clock in Denver.
Or if they miss it, they can tune in and listen
anytime
to the podcast later. So if you have relatives in Arizona, Arkansas, Alaska, these are states that didn't do much donation giving last time. So let your relatives know. Tell them to call in. Let them listen online. We really need to have donations from Idaho and Illinois.
And if they're going to have dinner at 5 o'clock, and that's when Bob's live. Go over, have dinner with him, and make him turn the radio on.
That's right.
And maybe you could call in while you're there, make things exciting for their evening.
Absolutely. Iowa, Kansas, and Kentucky, we want to hear from you folks today. We want to get the calls rolling. We had such a good time yesterday, and we do want to bring our guest Eve Silver on pretty quickly here and hear from her and what's new in the abortion breast cancer world. And really, things are becoming unveiled on a daily, weekly basis. So, Eve, are you there?
Yes, I am, Les and Joe. So
Hi.
Nice to hear your voices.
Oh, yes. It's good to hear
Thank
yours.
Thank you for inviting me to participate.
Well, we have
I
lots
am so
of,
happy.
We have lots of questions
I really
for
think
you.
We're going to raise a lot of money today.
Oh, I hope so. 1-800-836-9278 for anyone that wants to call in to donate to keep Bob on the line. Eve, it's just so wonderful to hear your voice. And we'd like to ask you some questions about the NCI coming out with a statement that abortion is linked to breast cancer.
That's an interesting thing, isn't it?
Yes.
Louise Britton, I don't know if you've mentioned this already.
We've not.
Louise Britton is with the NCI. And what's interesting about Britton was that she was the chief organizer for the NCI back in 2003, and at that time they had done a workshop.
Now the NCI, Eve, the NCI is
the National Cancer Institute,
right?
And at that time, the National Cancer Institute had put together a panel of 100 physicians, and they were going to study the link between abortion and breast cancer, early reproductive events and breast cancer. That panel then reported that there was no such thing as a link between abortion and breast cancer. Joel Brind was there. He was the dissenting vote, and he is, as many people know or don't know, this is a good opportunity to learn. He is an endocrinologist in New York and probably the person who knows most about this ABC link. At that time, it's interesting that his vote, his was the only dissenting vote. And now, all these years later, NCI has continued and firmly said over and over, there's no link between abortion and breast cancer. And now, recently, it's been found that Britton, who also co-authored a paper with Janet Dailing, saying also that there was a link between abortion and breast cancer. Now she's being reported. It's reported that that there's some information where she states that findings of the ABC link are consistent with earlier studies that found induced abortion to be a risk factor. I read that.
Eve, we just got $25. $25, that means
good.
One
there
of,
you go.
One book's yes. going out. Thank you for
Thank
being
you,
on
Thank you, Jim and
us.
Greeley. Thank you so
Thank
much,
you,
Jim. Appreciate
exactly.
that.
I didn't know we were going to be able to do it this way.
Yeah.
Let me speak. Can I speak directly to people out there?
Will you tell them how much you love Bob?
yes.
Yeah, I want to tell you something. When I was on the National Hispanic, the first ever National Hispanic Latino Advisory Council for Komen. I did a lot of stuff with Komen. I spoke on their behalf, et cetera. And then I learned there was a link between abortion and breast cancer. And I went and I spoke with the leaders in their headquarters in Texas, in Dallas. And I found...
Wow, we have
two
more.
Yep,
two more, $25.
They were not going to make any change. They were not going to support women. And they were going to continue in promoting their position, which...
That's horrendous.
Yes, exactly. They were not going to report on the link between abortion and abortion.
We just got two more
Bob
donations, Enyart. Will and Bill. Brett and
Great.
Bill. Brett and Will. I'll get it right. Yeah, thanks, Eve.
Bob Enyart contacted me, and he and I got together and talked on the radio. And I got to tell you, I am so happy these years later, that was in 2004, that I made that connection with Bob Enyart, because he is a knowledgeable man of God,
yes,
for
he is.
One thing. But the important thing in this conversation is that he is clear about who is human and who is not.
Absolutely. Yes. Absolutely.
And
we feel like Bob cares more about women than feminists do.
Yes, exactly. He has a very clear perspective. And I know that he coined a phrase which is used all over the United States, and this group needs to know. He says, anything is wrong that ends in the phrase, and then you can kill the baby.
Any law that ends with, and then you can kill the baby, is wrong. You're right. And he did coin that phrase.
He did. And it is an important thing for us to remember. You know, on my Facebook site, I have, there's a new phrase that's out, social justice this and social justice that. It seems essentially to be, you know, communistic, et cetera. I consider myself a social justice advocate for conceived persons.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I think everyone listening needs to consider themselves. They need to think of themselves as individuals in a position to make a difference. That is what Bob Enyart is about. That is what has made a difference. That is what is bringing people of color out of the woodwork to speak up about what is happening to them. I want to point that out. I think that things like this about Brinton and the fact that in 2005, the World Health Organization said that oral contraceptives are responsible for increasing breast cancer increasing breast cancer in women. The fact that black women specifically have horrific breast cancers, that they are far more susceptible to breast cancers, and that nearly half of all pregnancies among black women end in abortion.
Where are you going to hear that other than on this?
That's right. I don't think
show.
There's
exactly.
any. Hannity doesn't talk about
nope.
this kind of thing.
No,
Rush
they don't
Limbaugh.
Speak about it.
None of them care about the women. And I think it's such a laudable thing that Bob cares enough about women to tell them the truth, and he knows they can handle the truth. So if you're out there and you're a woman and you're grateful that Bob cares so much to tell you the truth so you can share it with your daughters, your sisters, your female friends, would you please call in with a donation today? Because we need to keep Bob on the air.
We need to keep that on the air. I want to read you something from the American Cancer Society, who is, by the way, I'm no friend of the American Cancer Society because of their position on the link between abortion and breast cancer. But here's an interesting point, which I do agree with. This is from their website. It says, even when African-American women were treated in healthcare systems with equal access, like the military, there was a 35% increased chance of increased risk of dying from breast cancer.
Wow.
For some women, for black women, breast cancer is a whole different ball of wax than it is for white women. It's far more aggressive. The tumors are more aggressive, and there's a much higher risk of death.
And we can't get that out to the public except through venues like this. And
exactly.
Everywhere I'm going right now, what month is this? This is
April.
April. Everywhere I'm going, I'm seeing pink. I went to buy Kentucky Fried Chicken on Sunday, and they gave it to me in a pink bucket. I felt like throwing it at them. I didn't know they were supporting Komen.
Well, Eve, yeah. I want to talk about when you were out here and we did have our meeting with the Komen board members, and they denied the fact that they were giving money to Planned Parenthood, even mm-hmm. though we had the financial records in front of us. But Eve, do you remember this, that when we were kind of winding things up, we said, and Joe, I think it might have been you that said, well, why aren't you interested in teaching the women about the preventative? This is a serious crisis. These women's lives are in jeopardy. And Ms. Brandorf said, well, we tend to focus on the cure. We're focusing our energies on that rather than the preventative. So what a criminal enterprise this Komen organization is, to keep these women in the dark and not tell them the truth about what could keep them healthy, and then try to give the money to the organization that's creating the breast cancer crisis in America.
Yeah, Les, and you remember that I brought up something about how the breast functions.
The physiology. They didn't have a clue. I was shocked. I almost fell off my chair when we started to talk about breast physiology, and they had no clue.
They had not a clue.
Not only that, no interest. They had no interest.
Exactly.
Well, we need to hear from some women in Bob's audience today that are grateful to him for sharing this information, as he has for, I know he's been helping us promote our protest of the Komen Race for the Cure every fall for at least probably 7, 8, 9 years. We've been going down there with our truth truck, and we do have a banner on the side of our truck that says, breast cancer's most avoidable risk factor, colon, abortion. And the women get pretty darn incensed, Joe, don't they?
Oh, it's a dangerous race to be at. 1-800-836-9278 if you want to call in with a donation. You were right about that, Eve. When you brought up the breast physiology, it was shocking. I mean, it was hard for me to even come up with something to say. I was so shocked.
I know. It was unexpected.
And unacceptable.
And I think unexpected and unacceptable. Yes. And I think what's important for us to remember, for people to remember who are listening out there, is abortion often, that's also how it hits people. It's not what they expected. It's something that they didn't know was coming their way. And if you don't have the information that Bob provides, if you don't understand the facts, if you're not listening, and someone who cares about you is not listening, then you're going to wind up in a situation where half of all abortions are done on women 25 and older, and the other half are done on college-age women and teenagers. You know what it is about teenagers, Joe and Les, is that all of their history is in their future. If they have a family history.
That's right.
Eve, we just got another donation for $50 from Highlands Ranch. Thank you, Jalen.
Thank you,
Jalen. I think it is, because it looks like it's a woman caller, and we're thrilled to death to know that women are out there listening. Eve, will you tell us a little bit about the newest revelations that Jill Stanek's been finding, or at least writing about the connection, even further connections between Planned Parenthood and the Komen Foundation?
Absolutely. Yeah, that is an interesting thing. You know, it is a very sad thing that the Komen Foundation was founded because someone's sister died.
That's right.
And Susan Goodman Komen, she was just 33 when she had her breast cancer. And at age 39, her sister, who founded the organization in her name, Nancy Brinker, at age 39, she also developed breast cancer. They were both under 40 years old. It's interesting to me that they're not completely at the forefront of finding out more about the link between abortion and breast cancer. And on the contrary, what we have instead is an interesting note that Jill Stanek has reported, and that is that the son of the founder of the Susan G. Komen Breast Cancer Foundation is right now in a joint business venture with Planned Parenthood of the Great Northwest. I'm going to say that
is shocking.
Again. Yeah. His name is Eric.
Right. Brinker.
Brinker, and he is the son of the founder of the Susan G. Komen Breast Cancer Foundation, and he's in a joint business venture with Planned Parenthood of the Great Northwest.
They own a mall in Peoria, Illinois, is that right?
Yes, they own a mall. It's called the Metro Center Mall.
Avoid
in Peoria,
it if you're in Illinois.
Illinois. Yeah, and apparently he, Eric Brinker, maintains controlling interest, and also he is a Komen board member.
That's right.
And Eve, isn't his mother, wasn't she a former board member of Planned Parenthood?
Yes, and that was just a year before I resigned from Komen. At that time, Nancy Brinker was on the advisory council of Planned Parenthood of North Texas.
Oh, that's right.
Isn't that an interesting thing that she was on the advisory council there? And what happened at that time was she was there in 2001 as the advisory council member. And in 2002, Planned Parenthood received 21 grants funded by the Susan G. Komen Breast Cancer Foundation, which is now, let's mention, Race for the Cure. Notice they changed their name. Interesting, huh?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And they were awarded $475,000. Planned Parenthood was awarded $475,000 from 21 affiliate grants. from the Komen Foundation.
You know, what a brilliant point I think that Jill brings up is, you know, they always claim, well, we have to give these grants because we're the only, Planned Parenthood's the only operation that can do these breast screenings. And so Jill brings up in this last article, even if that's the truth, is it morally permissible to cause breast cancer in one room while screening for it in the next?
Unbelievable.
Well, yes, exactly. And I say that about the pants. You know, money is fungible. If I give you $5, that means you've got more money to spend out of the other pocket in the same pair of pants. And that's exactly what Komen is doing.
Yep.
Yeah. Wait a second, Eve. I've got to give the number out one more time. This is a fundraiser. Folks, please keep up on the air so you can continue to learn interesting and vital facts that you're learning today at 1-800-836-9278. Ladies, this is about us. This is about us being lied to for years and years and years. And we're talking about what's going on with the Komen Foundation in cahoots with Planned Parenthood, who causes breast cancer, which is they're making millions and millions of dollars to lie to you.
That's right. We need you to tell your doctor. Would you please get your doctor educated so that your daughters do not have to face this kind of threat to their health and well-being in the future? Ladies, if you are a coffee drinker, we're going to ask you, how much do you value Bob being on the air? If you buy a $2.50 cup of coffee on a daily basis, Bob's on the air 5 days a week, all year long. If you could give up that $2.50 cup of coffee, you'd be giving $600 a year or $50 a month. Are you willing to do that to keep this kind of vital truth on the air so you can have a healthy family and healthy sisters, healthy daughters?
That's right. That's right. That's what we need to do. In order to get the truth out, to stand on the truth and go forward, sacrifices have to be made. And if you go to Starbucks for a $4 cup of coffee, you could cut down to $2 and just give us the $600, give Bob the $600. We definitely won't be getting it. Bob will be getting it, and it'll be there to further promote the truth with people like Eve who know the truth, who've been in the middle of this. And you get to listen to her today.
You know, what you're saying is so true, Joe and Les. And one thing, another thing to remember, I think, here is that that $600 is not just for women in Colorado. This information goes out to people all over the world because Colorado is an important state. So are the states in that central area. And if there's anything that needs to go out, it is the information about this fact, these facts, that is not being released
That's
elsewhere.
Right.
Planned Parenthood has its fingers in everywhere all over the planet.
You're not kidding. And Eve, we just got another $25 donation.
Yeah.
Thank you, Vic.
Yeah, okay. I spoke at the United Nations, and I spoke with one of the representatives of Ghana.
Oh, really?
And there were so many people who were stunned to hear about the link between abortion and breast cancer and feel that they're being absolutely railroaded by Planned Parenthood. Mm-hmm. Planned Parenthood and the other organizations of power through these big organizations like the United Nations, they're just getting that word out there to try and make even having a child as something against women.
Right, right. And they're doing the same thing in Kenya. They're right now trying to write it into the Kenyan Constitution.
I actually spoke with a council person from Kenya as well. She spoke to me in tears and told me that same thing, that they were trying to turn having a child into an abusive situation for women.
That's right. And they've been doing it all over the world. They've done it in this country.
Yeah.
They've done it in this country. And you know what they do? They abort a woman and then they put her on oral contraceptive. The abortion causes breast cancer to go up. And then those female steroids that they're feeding these young girls after an abortion just raise the probability of breast cancer even higher and other kinds of cancers.
Yeah. So you wind up two for the price of one. Deaths for the price of one. And let me tell you, in our economy, the targeted people are the weak.
That's
the targeted
right.
people are those who have not yet been born. Those are the targeted people because those are the people who are least productive in our society. Therefore, the easiest way to deal with them is to kill them.
Wow, that's scary. We've only got 4 minutes left, Eve. We really need to say one more time how grateful we are to have you on air with us today and get this vital truth out to the female listeners in Bob's audience. But we'd love people to call 800-836-9278 or 1-800-8-NYART. Call with your donations. Help keep Bob on the air so these vital truths can be available to your friends, your relatives, your moms, your daughters, your doctor.
That's right. Vic from Aurora. Vic, that's a guy. He understands how important the truth is, and he's called in with a donation. Thank you, Vic from Aurora.
Thank you, Vic.
Yeah.
How important is it for men to participate in something like this?
It is.
A lot of times men will sit back and they'll think, well, this is a woman's issue, and it has nothing to do with me. That's wrong. This is your sister we're talking about.
But they've been told that over the years, Eve, have they not? They've been told you have no right to say anything. In fact, we played some fabulous audio yesterday about at St. Mary's University, how they shouted down this professor who was trying to give a speech, and you know, until the men get pregnant, they have no right to say anything. It was just crazy.
Yeah,
it is crazy.
It's crazy. These men that are out there, they need to learn to say that they are always, from the beginning of time, meant to protect women and children. And that's what they're doing now. Marlene just called in with $25.
Firestone. Thanks, Marlene.
Thank you, Marlene.
Thank you. You're right. Men are vital to this issue. They are our brothers. They're our fathers. They're our grandfathers, our uncles, our sons.
Yeah.
And our sons don't want to be marrying girls that are gonna in the future have breast cancer because they were lied to now. So they need
How
to protect their wives now before they even know them.
And if they listen to Bob Enyart Live, they're gonna know that he understands the godly formula for marriage, for family, and for happy, productive lives. And you're gonna get good teaching on Bob Enyart Live.
Yes, he has a clear grasp of what it is that men need to share. It's his message.
It is.
His message is the message other men need to share. If they listen carefully while you're sitting in the car, as you're driving, et cetera, you can hear Bob's message and make a difference in somebody else's life. You'd be shocked how many women just listen in on conversations between men and would make a difference in their own lives or the lives of their own daughters just having heard what you heard.
That's right.
And Bob, in your show,
men have to stop being ashamed of being men when they're around women. They need to stand up and take their rightful place, their authoritative place in society and in women's lives. Because obviously women are not doing right. I mean, we're
feminism didn't work.
Right.
It's over.
It's a failed experiment, but we'd love you to call.
That's exactly right. It didn't work. And you know what? Those of us who feel very strongly about being women and who know what our godly position is, we never went with it. We're not about to go with it now. It's over.
We're going to have to go, Eve. Thank you so much for being on with us. We appreciate it.
Maranatha Christian.
Yes, lots
Thank
of money.
You.
Maranatha Bye-bye. Christian School. It's a great Christian school. Thanks for listening.